DW Learning by Ear. Listen up. Shape your future.
A warm welcome to the third episode of our Crime Fighters series, It Takes a Village, about children's rights. The teenage sisters Jane and Hope have moved to the African town of Matamba with their mother, Carol. They were fleeing their violent father and husband, and now they're trying to start a new life and forget their difficult past. 2 months on, both sisters have integrated well into their new school. In the previous episode, we also met Leroy, a teenager who lives on the streets of Matamba with his friend Sarah. Meanwhile, Lucas, the girl's father, is trying to find out where they are now. This episode is called Haunted by Bad Memories. Let's listen in on Lucas's conversation with his sister Amina. She was the only one Carol confided in before she left. But Carol made Amina swear to keep her secret.
Amina, it's just not possible that Carol and the girls have disappeared off the face of the earth.
I hope they did.
What did you say?
Lucas, my brother, I have to tell you, Carol was right to live with the children.
What do you mean she was right?
You're lucky she didn't go to the police instead. Don't you know that hitting your wife and children is a crime? Don't you know that children have the right to be safe in their own home, with their own family?
Stop it!
Lucas, please, calm down!
Amina, you are my older sister, but do not provoke me. Spare me all this bubble about rights.
Well, but I recently learned there's actually a thing called the Convention on the Rights of the Child. Did you know that? Most countries in the world have signed up to it. Our country has too.
I don't need any convention. I know what's good for my family. You're calling me a criminal when all I wanted was to discipline my wife.
You call beating your wife black and blue discipline? And Lucas, you almost made your daughter go blind in one eye. Is that what you call discipline?
That was an accident, and I apologized. Carol has no right to take my girls away from me because of that.
Oh yes, she does. Carol is very aware of her children's rights, Lucas. All she's doing is defending them.
I'm the father of those 2 girls. How dare you lecture me about their rights? I'm going to get my daughters and my wife back if it is the last thing I do.
But Lucas, you don't even know where to start looking for them, do you?
Mark my words, sister. I'll get my family back, and sooner than you think.
Oh no, not that mean police officer again.
Hello, young lady.
Good evening, sir.
So, what have you got for me today, you little street rat?
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't get any money today.
Don't lie to me.
It's true.
Well, you'd better give me some of your savings then.
Savings? I don't have any savings. Really, I don't.
Then I'll have to put you in prison.
Mr. Officer, please, just leave me be.
Don't talk back. Just give me the money. That's the only thing you're good for. And if you can't pay me, you don't deserve to live. Not even on the streets.
Auntie Mary says that...
I don't care what that market woman says. I'm the law around here, and I'm getting impatient. Right, I'm going to look for the money myself. You've got it hidden away somewhere, haven't you?
No, don't touch me!
Shut up!
No!
Ha! Here we go. You're lucky I found some cash in your pockets after all, street rat. You should have given it to me straight away.
But I need it. How am I going to eat tonight?
That's your problem. And remember, not a word to your Auntie Mary. If you talk to her about me, I'll only have to hurt her. And it will be really bad. Bye, street rat. See you next time.
Damn, I'm so hungry. That pig's going to buy himself a beer with my money. And I'm starving. Leroy!
Hi, Sawa. How was your day? Did you get enough to eat?
Auntie Mary gave me some fruit and bread. But the coins I got from that nice lady who always lets me carry her bags, they got lost.
Got lost? Was it that policeman again? The one who always says he is the law, but who actually breaks the law by stealing our money?
Yes, it was him. He scared me.
Oh, Sarah, don't cry. Have you told Auntie Mary about this?
Leroy, you know I can't. Auntie Mary is the only one who cares about us in this town. We have to protect her, like she protects us.
Okay, don't worry. Come on, let's go for a little walk. Maybe you can still find some food.
Okay.
Jane, you do realize your school project on children's rights is going to take up a lot of your free time, don't you?
Yes, ma'am, I do. But it's really important. Jane's project will be useful for students at other schools too. I'm so proud of her.
Oh, Hope, don't get me wrong. I'm very proud of your sister. You children have the right to get and share information. And knowing about children's rights is especially important. It's just...
What, ma'am?
Well, Jane, I was hoping you might get a part-time job to help with the bills.
But, ma'am, I can do both. I'll try and find a job at a place that works with young people. That way I can be earning money while doing research at the same time. Well, how about children's rights in theory and practice? How does that sound?
Oh, wonderful, sweetie. I know you can do it.
Remember last year?
Oh, I remember. You were helping out at school, coaching students with learning difficulties.
And you still found time to help Mr. Johnson at the store where Dad...
Stop it! The past has no place in this house. Sorry, girls. I'm sorry. We all need to look after each other. Now we're on our own. I'm very proud of you both. And I know you'll both do well.
And we're not on our own. We've got you, ma'am.
Girls, I'm feeling very tired. I think I need to rest. Would you finish up here? I have to go and lie down.
Yes, ma'am. Good night.
Good night.
If I had a knife, I would cut
you into
little pieces. You want me to disappear? I'll show you.
No. I'll show you.
Mom, wait. Hope, we have to go after her. Quick. Yes.
Get away from my daughters. You'll never touch them again. You'll have to kill me first.
Mom, please calm down. It's just some drunk. It's not Dad. Look at him. Can't you see?
Oh.
Come inside, Mom.
Go away, you drunkard.
Why so unfriendly, madam?
Auntie, don't be scared.
It's just Sam. He's had too much to drink.
I can see that. And who are you?
I'm Leroy. And this is Sarah.
You better go home, kids. It's not safe to be out this late with people like him running around.
He's just singing. He won't hurt you.
Yeah, just singing.
He lives on the street. He talks nonsense sometimes. But he's harmless, honestly.
The neighbors are starting to turn on their lights. Look, they're opening their doors and windows to see what's going on.
They're coming over.
We have to go. Quick, Sarah.
Yeah, let's go.
Come on, Sam.
Mom, we are safe now.
That man, Sam, reminded me of your father. I'm always afraid he's going to come and get us.
With that eventful evening, we've come to the end of this episode. Carol, Hope, and Jane are still haunted by bad memories of their father and husband, Lucas. And they are probably right to be scared because Lucas is searching for them. Will he manage to find them? If you'd like to listen to this episode again, just go to our webpage dw.com/crimefighters or find us on Facebook at DW Africa. So long, take care.